The second round of the Power H Award finalists includes staff and teachers from Holland Middle School and Jefferson Elementary. Up first is Kyle Kreps. He's a teacher and the athletic director at Holland Middle School. His nominator says that his caring demeanor creates a safe and welcoming environment, especially for our most challenging students, ensuring they always feel valued and supported at school.
Yeah, it's an honor to be nominated. I feel very grateful. I was very surprised to see my name in that email, but very appreciative and just grateful to be able to do what I do, especially do it with HPS. I look forward to coming to work every day and am excited to keep helping kids.
Jeff Minkus is a teacher at Holland Middle School. His nominator said that his contributions extend far beyond the classroom, creating opportunities for students and staff to feel more connected to school and the wider Holland community.
Our students are so fun. They're capable, they are creative, they're talented, and so it's just so fun to be able to work with them every day, and that gives me so much energy. I work with so many educators who have so much experience and so much talent and so much care for our students too. And so to get to partner with so many other caring educators in our building, caring community folks who care deeply about our students, about our schools, about Holland, about our neighborhoods, and about the well-being of everyone in our community, that it's just fun to be a part of that. And so I just feel like I'm a small piece in a giant puzzle that's doing such great work in our schools and in our community.
Our final finalist from Holland Middle School is Denisa Palmatier. Her nominator says without Denisa, the Holland Public Schools two-way bilingual program would not be what it is today. She is teaching multiple subjects in Spanish as well as being special ed certified. Denisa is an irreplaceable teacher at Holland Middle School.
It's all about the kids. Every year I'm always just amazed at the amount of things that these kids are able to absorb every year in language. Their use of language becomes so natural after so many years of using it since they were little. So I just use them and I encourage them and I say, you guys can do so much more, and that's how it comes about every year. I push them and they perform. They do great. They amaze me every year.
On to Jefferson Elementary, where Mary Wilcox is a first-year kindergarten teacher. Her nominator says she's jumped headfirst into Holland and specifically the Jefferson community, and her students notice it. They're thrilled to share that they saw Mrs. Wilcox at a football game or at the grocery store. We're so lucky to have her here at Holland Public Schools.
That makes my heart happy. I strive every single day to make every one of my kiddos feel loved, accepted, and just to know that they have a place here and in our classroom and in our community. And so I really strive to make every kiddo feel special every single day. Teaching kindergarten, we start them out at the very beginning of their school career, and I make it a goal that I am setting that tone for the next 13 years of their education to help provide experiences and memories that they're going to remember forever and build that positive experience from day one of their school environment. And so just being able to be that loving person for them is really what I strive for every single day.
Julie Michu is an academic coach at Jefferson Elementary. Julie has a love for education and a passion for students. Her nominator says it's clear when watching interactions between her and her students that they feel incredibly safe and cared for around her.
I do this because this is who I am. This is a part of me. Holland Public Schools has been a part of my journey from, I don't know, 34 plus maybe 35 years ago. This is just, I feel safe here. I feel at home here, so I'm thrilled to be able to give that to our kids and our staff and people that I work with and love.
The final finalist for Jefferson Elementary is music teacher Chris Taylor. His nominator says that while Chris spends time with all of the kids in the building, he seems to have a relationship with all the kids in the building.
I'm just so thankful that I work in a building with people that are in the efforts of serving these kids. And I think it takes a team, not just one person. And I feel fortunate every day to come to work with kids like this. So.
And the last person I want to introduce you to today is Jordy Fuentes. He's a physical therapist in all of our buildings, and he's up for the District Support Award. His nominator says that Jordy's work behind the scenes creates transformative opportunities for students to grow and to thrive in key areas of their lives.
What an unexpected recognition. After 25 years working with kids with special needs, mentally and even physically, kids in the district, because they had a lot of extra challenges that they rise to the occasion and always working with me one-on-one. They have given me so much. I have never seen refusals, or they're always trying to do the cope the best. Just to learn to ride a bike, jump, or even walk. They always are there for me, and that humbles me, and I hope this is just a recognition of them, because we have a great community here at Holland Public, and these kids deserve the best, so I'm very privileged to be here.
Next week, I'll introduce you to the final round of finalists for the Power H Award. Until then, I invite you to go to our website and check out more stories of great kids doing great things and great staff members doing great things at Holland Public Schools. Visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.